Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Thomas Buckley. Apple's new Formula One movie F1 topped the box office this week, taking in more than $55 million in the U.S. and Canada. It is a new test, though, for the company, screening movies in theaters before releasing them on its own Apple Plus streaming service. So, Thomas, first, it sounds like it had a pretty good first weekend. Why would Apple want to do this in the theaters first?
That's right. So as you mentioned, Holly, the opening weekend in the US and Canada was just over $55 million. We're actually expecting those figures to be revised slightly upward today. That's based on the strength that we saw yesterday. And globally, the tally came in at about $144 million. Now, that sort of figure gives you an idea as to why Apple would be wanting to release a film such as F1, a globally popular property in cinemas, on the basis that it probably will guarantee a number of people going to see the film on opening weekend and beyond. Apple is able to recoup a percentage of its marketing spend as a result, and also if the film performs strongly enough over the course of the next month, it might even break even in theaters before it lands on Apple TV Plus.
So that means that anything on Apple TV Plus is just cream?
That's correct. The signups that will result from this film, for example, will be cream. I also think the publicity that will get the film once it lands on Apple TV Plus will be cream as well. So I think that, you know, it's a great way of marketing a film in this day and age, taking it out into cinemas to give it the impression that people need to see it on the biggest screen possible before then seeing it on streaming.
You know, Brad Pitt is still a big draw, and I've also seen him in some affiliated commercials and ads.
Yes, that's right. I think he is a huge draw. I think that, you know, his filmography in recent years has maybe varied slightly in terms of commercial resonance, but certainly this film is really resonating commercially.
So do you think this is the kind of thing that will bring people back to theaters? I mean, that's not what Apple's aim was, but it's a nice perk for the theaters.
You know, it's interesting. Once upon a time, it certainly was Apple's aim. I think this Apple original film kickstarted its theatrical run with Killers of the Flower Moon a couple of years ago, and then it had a bit of a mixed performance at the box office, so it started to row back its big screen ambitions, but it's back in full force with F1. And as I mentioned, I think the fact that the property is globally beloved really ensures that a number of people are going to be seeing films such as these.
So we should be seeing bigger movies coming from them. I would assume some of them are in production already.
That's right, exactly. So, for example, it's partnering with the toy maker Mattel, who you remember released the blockbuster film Barbie in 2023 on an adaptation of its Matchbox car brand. So perhaps we could see that in the big screen. Mattel actually moved one of its films away from Netflix and over to Amazon in order to ensure a theatrical release. So perhaps it's having similar conversations with Apple about how to distribute this film in cinemas. There is also a film called Mayday that is an action gripping film. I think that that could maybe have a life in cinemas. At this point, it's all speculation because Apple makes that decision very far down the line once the film is turned in. But I do think that we could expect to see more films from Apple in cinemas.
Sounds like a lot of action, very sweeping scenery kind of movies.
That's right. I think that, you know, Apple is able to invest heavily in very high quality content on the back of its $1 trillion market cap that maybe not all studios have at the moment and do envy as concerns the ability to invest in those productions that will be gripping enough to bring people back into the cinemas.
Before, there was a fight between the theaters and the streaming companies as to how long a movie would be in the theaters before it was available to stream. Has that been settled, or you have somebody like Apple who's kind of controlling both?
You know, it's interesting. I think that you have a number of tech entrants, whether it's Apple, whether it's Amazon, who are still taking films, some films, into cinemas and then leaving them there for a number of weeks before bringing them to their streaming services in order to create that that appeal for the film. You know, releasing in theaters really puts a patina on the film, really speaks to its quality. Netflix is the lone holdout that has said they will not be putting films in theaters for a long period of time. And then you have traditional studios like Universal, who are sort of playing with both angles, for example, releasing a film in cinemas for about 3 weeks before taking it to their streaming service, Peacock, or putting it through transactional windows. So it really depends on the studio at this point.
3 weeks still doesn't sound like a very long time for a movie to be in the theaters. That is Bloomberg's Thomas Buckley. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. That comes at you at 8 a.m.